It's on this day. It's transfer deadline day. How you all feeling about it? You pumped for some red hot Liverpool action, or you just perusing to see what else? Neil Atkinson's just broke well to me anyway that Matt Doherty is on the move.
Atletico Madrid, which just sort of feels like Atletico Madrid are going. Do you remember when we got that right wing back from Spurs? He was good. Yeah, but we can't get the same one. That one's now at Newcastle. Yeah, I know. Yeah, but why don't we just look for a right wing back from Spurs? Because there's, you know, it's almost like. Like when people defined trading lanes, do you know what I mean? Like the Suez Canal. We'll get it through the Suez Canal, et cetera, et cetera. Let's get it from Tottenham. We need one. Let's get it from Tottenham. Mad. But, you know, there's a lot going on. I'm still not entirely sure the way in which everything's going to settle out today. It's going to be a little bit strange, I think. I think there's going to be a lot of things that are mooted that sort of fall through. There's now, for instance, nervousness around big Enzo Fernandez that he may now not be going to Chelsea, even though it looked as though that was absolutely nailed on.
Is that right?
Yeah, and Caicedo last night looked as though he was defo going to go to Arsenal, and now it looks as though he's defo going to stay at Brighton. It looks like Arsenal are going to buy Jorginho at the time of us recording this. So yeah, it's all go as far as we can see. But I think there's going to be a lot of things. Like for instance, Conor Gallagher yesterday, I had an argument with Rodney Marsh, which you know happens sometimes at the Anfield Rap, and he was like, you know, there was Liverpool supporters been calling us who were angry that Everton are buying Conor Gallagher and Liverpool aren't, and I was like, well, firstly, there's a reason why Chelsea are selling Conor Gallagher. He might not suit the idea of playing for a top club, but also now he's not going to Everton, which feels eminently sensible. There's going to be a lot of players who almost go to Everton today. That's going to be a strong genre of footballer, today.
There's an Andre Ayew show, which is interesting.
That is interesting. Is he not about 40?
He's playing somewhere mad. I wouldn't say it's a famously competitive league wherever he is.
So he left Swansea, did he? Yeah, because he became like a Swansea legend on the sly, which I'm really into those types of players.
So am I.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, John, you've literally got the internet there. When you look where Andre Ayew was playing now.
Well, I thought we were just.
He's 33. Oh, he's in Qatar. He's in the Qatar Stars League.
I'm more vibes.
More vibes and details. As we're going all the way through. Yeah,
he's there for now. Who knows where he'll be at the end of the day?
Yep, Al Sadd. He's at, which just feels like the jokes write themselves. Just pause this, listeners, in your own head.
This is before he goes to Everton.
Yeah, just pause it. Do the 3 minutes on your own so we don't have to, and then we can all get on with our lives and go from there. I'd like that on Wikipedia, just very casually puts, spouse, Yvonne. which feels like the perfect. I really hope Yvonne is actually from South Wales. I really hope she's from South Wales. I mean, she might not be, but I really hope she is.
Yeah.
Yvonne Ayew, knocking around there, originally from Pontypridd.
That sounds like the Gavin and Stacey joke, Yvonne Ayew, before you ask.
Yeah. Really good. This has been great. There is a gutter coming up at 12 o'clock, which, you know, will be fair.
It's been recorded at 12.
Yeah, sorry. So it's been recorded at 12. This is quarter past 11. You're listening to this right now, so you'll probably have this first. That'll make more sense.